So, Kevin, you've had a pretty good week, or pretty good month, I should say, in the last month. The dogs really seem to have come to life. You've got big finalists, a couple of big finalists coming up at the weekend, and of course, Judgment Night not far away. They're going well, aren't they?
Running ever so well, and probably have been for a good few weeks now. We've been having a real good run of things at Oxford, and it's nice that the competition dogs seem to be coming through again, and they've been running just as well. So it's nice to have a couple of real big finalists to look forward to. I say some real nice pups coming through behind them as well. So no, it's exciting times again for the kennel, and so a big weekend to look forward to.
Okay, well, let's kick off talking about the Laurels. Jetstream Angel will probably start favourite, I think, for on Saturday, won't she? She's running absolutely out of her skin.
She is, yeah. She's been a terrific little bitch, actually. She's been very, very lightly raced since she come to us. But she must have a terrific little record now. Would have loved to have seen a drawn trap one for the final. Trap three, the widest of all the railers, isn't ideal by any means. But she's capable of a very good break. And if she did that and managed to lead the inside, she'd probably be very hard to beat. But say the draws give us no room for error. She'll need to do everything right. But she's more than capable. She's a real nice little bitch, that one.
So again, Kevin, on Saturday, Southfield Daisy in the Cole Brighton Bell final, another trap three. How do you rate her chances?
Obviously that's a red hot final, isn't it? Queen Joanie, Crafty Shaboo, they're top bitches, aren't they? So my little girl, she'll certainly need to get everything right, but she is improving. She's improving nicely, and there's more to come as well. She seems to be, starting to progress now. Her track graft is improving, but she's still got a lot of filling out and a bit of growing up to do. So I think she'll make a really nice bitch. Not saying she's good enough to win on Saturday. As I say, it's a red hot final. She's done very well, very, very well to get there. I thought she was impressive winning her semi-final. But this is another step up for us. So she needs to get everything right, come away running, and probably improve again, which she can do. Whether it's good enough to win and beat those, we'll have to wait and see. But I think going forward, another really nice pitch for the kennel.
Yeah, if memory serves, they were nearly all bitches in that litter, weren't they?
Yeah, there were only two dogs, Silent Ernie and Coppice Frank, who are both 40 kilos. They're really big dogs. So the whole litter were always going to get better with age. And I say the little Daisy bit, she's a cracker. She's still got some filling out to do. But they're starting to improve. We've got one bitch in the litter still unraced. She should make debut soon at Oxford. She looks like being another nice type. So no, it's been a good another good hitter from Natalie, that one.
Yeah, in terms of kind of order of ability, how in which way would you place them?
I would probably have Daisy at the front now, although there's not a great deal between them, to be fair. Silent Maisie is another really nice bit. She's been held back for the Maiden Derby up at Newcastle for British Preds. She trialled okay around there the other day and heads back for another trial in preparation for that. So no, they're a good litter. There wouldn't be an awful lot between them, to be fair.
And then Natalie's had another litter since, hasn't she?
No, that was her final litter. She's tired now. She's actually been spayed, and she's all done and finished. So no more from Natalie now.
And but you've got the daughters from the Bale litter, haven't you, that you can still breed with?
Yes, we have. Yeah, we've got a litter of six from Moments of Magic to Good News. They are, I think, they're about 6.5 weeks old now. They're a lovely bunch. And there's Sleep by Design and West Wailima. They'll have pups as well. So yeah, there's plenty to look forward to, that's for sure.
And then looking forward to Hove, I think it's the 4th of May, Premier Ground Racing Judgment Night. Have you finalised the team yet?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much set. So we've got some really nice new dogs in the kennel, but it would have been too much of a rush to get them ready for it. So we're going to stick as we are. Southfield Daisy will go in the bitches for us. Droopy's Finn is a really nice pup, actually. Still got a long way to go, but he'll be our puppy. Ballymaczari is likely to go in the 5:15 standard for us. She runs in the puppy final down there Saturday, and she'll love every yard of 5:15. She's going to make a really nice stay in type. Coppicella will probably drop down to be our 500 dog. She's been running well at Hove. And then Mustang OJ is hopefully going to be back into Hove Saturday. So long as all goes well, he'll be our sprint dog. And then Drooper's Creative will be the six bandit. She's got a bit of class, but that does look like being a particularly good race. But she'll take her chance for us in the stayers.
Yeah, you've got a pretty good record in that particular trainers championship night as it was, and judgment night as it now is. How many times have you won it?
We've won it four times now. Three is the old trainers championship, and one is the judgment night at Nottingham. I mean, they're always one of my favourite nights of the year. They're great. They build up, picking your team and your joker, and then seeing how it goes on the night. I mean, the last couple of years, we've probably not had our strongest teams, but we were only beat a point by Patrick in the end of Paddy Bar last time, so you never quite know how they're going to go. They're really good nights, and one we always, we're thankful to qualify for, and one we always look forward to.
Kevin, obviously Derby approaching us. How big will your Derby strength be?
I don't think numerically wise we're not kind of a big team. Maybe four or five runners for it. I think Jet Stream Angel will probably step up and take a chance. And then the two new ones from Nick Jill, Stone Park King, who's a very, very nice young dog. 2803 around Limerick in the Kirby. Looks like a very progressive type. He'll go for it. And Barry McWalt is another nice dog of Nick's that he's just brought in. He's obviously got good form at Toaster from last year. Looks a tailor-made dog for it. And there'll certainly be one or two others as well. So, yeah, we've got one or two that might surprise and go well there for us.